This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, your favorite, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder and also in the process get more people to therapy and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about entitled "You Cannot Change a Narcissist." So this is one of the main questions I get, like on my TikTok, my Instagram, my YouTube, Twitter, literally everywhere, my email box. Like, people want to know how I got to the point where I'm at right now. People want to know what it took for me to go to therapy and stay in the therapist chair and be honest with myself and be honest with the therapist and try to change and stuff like that. It was me, myself. My wife called me a narcissist in the heat of a huge argument. Me and my wife are arguing. I'm in a yelling at my six-month-old son, y'all. So, backstory. I'm yelling at my six-month-old son. Yelling, screaming, top of my lungs, all the other good stuff at him because he was, I felt like being a parent was taking too much of my time. I was like, I can't get stuff done with being a parent, blah, blah, blah. My wife came home from work early. It was just the perfect storm. See me screaming at him. She screamed at me. I yelled at her, cussing her out, whatever. She's kind of cussing me because she ended up, I'm just going to leave. I'm like, get out. You know what I mean? She's like, it's so hard to live with a narcissist. She left. Called me a narcissist. I'm like, wait, you're a dang old narcissist. I ain't a narcissist. So me, in my ignorance, I thought narcissist was just a term. Like, this is 2016, so I thought narcissist was just a term that people called self-absorbed people. Like, it just meant you were full of yourself. So I got on Google, put in narcissist. Like, there's a reason she called me that. Got on Google, Googled everything, and pulled it up. It said, like, yeah, and Google autofills. It said narcissistic personality disorder. I was like, wait, what? It was a disorder, y'all. I didn't know it was a disorder. I thought it was just a term she was calling me, just be trying to disrespectful. So, looked it up. The traits of narcissism, the nine traits, and all that stuff just made sense to me outside of the unaliving ideations. Everything else made sense to me. And it finally get, look, y'all, I've been knowing I was different my entire life. Like, literally, my emotions don't click like everybody else's do. I always feel out of place everywhere I go. I feel like I pick up everybody else's personality characteristics. I really don't have a sense of self. I can't take criticism. All the others, I just knew. I'm easy to anger. I'm just ragey as crap. I'm just like negative self-talk, self-destructive thoughts, self-sabotaging, erratic, all the other stuff. Unnecessary line. When I read The Traits of Narcissism, y'all, it felt like I had literally got answers to questions I've always been asking myself. It just gave me answers. I felt like I'd had something. Even though, you know, all the stuff you read about narcissists is negative, I finally felt like I had answers to my questions. Literally, I felt like I had answers to the questions I've been asking myself all the time. And I, you know, all these emotions came up to me and stuff like that. So I ended up hitting my wife up like, look, this is me. I know who I am. I didn't realize this personality disorder. Look, I don't know what it's going to take to get you back home, but I'm going to work hard. So end up, like I said, joining some Facebook groups about narcissists, some self-aware narcissist Facebook groups. They exist. And this is in 2016, 2017. So I joined those groups, got a little acclimated. Those people talk like me. I was like, this makes so much sense. I spent so much time in those groups just reading and laying back, interacting with people and stuff like that. That I just felt at home. And they taught me how to get into therapy, how to find a therapist. Got into a therapist in October 2017. Started going there regularly. Ended up getting diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. Boom, bam, bam, bam. Here we go. Here we have it. You know what I mean? So I get that. And it's like I said, I already knew I was a narcissist, so it didn't really, it took me back a little bit. It's just like, wow, this is it, for real. I really am. I knew I was, but when somebody else tells you that you are, I'd be like, wow, okay. Yikes. No cure. You know, you get online, you get on Google, internet, whatever. There's no cure. There's nothing on there. There's no positive material, no positive anything on there about narcissism. Like, you can heal, you can get healthier, you can live a good existence. It's all just negative. Your life is over. And that's one of the main things I used to see in those self-aware narcissist groups. That every time somebody joined one of those groups after a fresh diagnosis, I say a fresh diagnosis. First diagnosis. They would be sad. They would be like, oh my God, I got diagnosed as a narcissist. My life is over. Bop, 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 boo, boo, boo. I was like, damn, why do we have to feel this way? Why does this have to feel like a life sentence? And I thought, I was like, look, I'm not going to live this way. You can't tell me what to do. So I left those groups, y'all. But like before that, y'all, I've been in network marketing companies for years. And you know, all these network marketing companies, they always push personal development and self-development, reading books about making yourself better. So I already been reading so much Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and, you know, Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
People, you know, the power of thinking big. I was reading all those books. I was already listening to Tony Robbins and all the other stuff. Les Brown, E.T., the hip hop preacher. You know what I mean? Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm listening to all this stuff already before my diagnosis, before therapy, before anything. I'm already wanting more. I'm already ambitious. I'm already at the mindset that you can't tell me what I cannot do. So all that stuff over a collective period of a decade of listening to that stuff already, you know what I mean? So it's already ingrained into my mind that you couldn't tell me what to do. If I put my mind to something, I can do it. So I took that information. I took the Tony Robbins teachings. I took all that stuff and applied it to my life. Like, just because I'm diagnosed as a narcissist does not mean I have to be a bad person. I can choose. You cannot tell me I can't choose. You cannot tell me I can't love my kids. You cannot tell me I can't love my wife. You can't tell me I can't live a good existence being a narcissist. So regardless of what y'all say about me, I'm going to continue doing this because you can't tell me what to do. I've been had that mindset for a long time. And it's just not the narcissistic mindset. It's the self-betterment, the personal development mindset. You can't put your limitations onto me. Call it egotistical, call it whatever you want to call it. You can't put those limitations onto me because that's not who I am. That's not you, who you are. You don't have that power over me. Call it what you want. I've been listening to this stuff for years. Dr. Joseph Spencer, change your brain chemicals. I mean, train chemistry. Tom Bilyeu. I'm listening to all this stuff repeatedly, y'all. Every morning I'm listening to this stuff. My car rides, I'm listening to this stuff. I used to have an hour drive to work. I'm listening to all this stuff on repeat. I'm doing Tony Robbins personal power too, so I'm already got the mindset for it. So getting a diagnosis of something, they say, oh, it's done. You're done for. You can't do this. You can't do that. Blah blah blah. Blue blue blue. That's all I hear. Watch me. And I started talking about this stuff a long time ago. And I know, y'all, there's no cure for narcissistic personality disorder. So yeah, guess what? I gotta go to therapy for the rest of my life. So ask yourself, is the person that you are with right now, are they going to be willing to go through therapy and not just go to therapy, be honest with a therapist to work on their issues, to work through the trauma that happened to them, to work through people not having setting boundaries on them when they're a kid? Are they willing to go to therapy for the rest of their existence? Because guess what? I am. This is part of my life. I love therapy now. It makes me more of who I am. It makes me a better narcissist. If I can't get rid of the narcissism, why not steer into the skid and dive deeper into it to become the best version of a narcissist that I possibly can? Name another one doing this. You can't. You can name Vacman. I haven't watched his videos. I ain't watched AG Tutor. I don't care about who else making narcissistic content, because my content is gonna be my content. Like, I haven't watched anybody else. This is me. Coming from you genuinely, not copying nobody else. That's how somebody said, he just parrots other information people he watch. Like, what the hell? I'm parroting my life? So I'm watching my own life and parroting my own information. Yeah, I'll be killing with that weirdness. He just parroting other information. Did he throw other narcissist pages? Shut up. He parroting on information. You parrot information. What the hell I look like? Copying somebody else. Name another one who went through that journey like that. Except about that. Get the hell out of here with that. He just a parrot. Like, squat. Narcissist parent. I'm a narcissist parent. I'm parroting information. I heard this on TikTok. I ain't hearing this on YouTube. Nope. I heard this from my own general life. The skits you see of me, the skits you see me performing are skits that I've done for my life. Stop. Not all of them. Some of them will come from survivor stories. I'm doing my one-on-ones, but a lot of them are from me living my life. Like, how do you do this so good? Like, this is me talking about a conversation I had with my wife 2 years ago. That's not that strange to me. You know what I said? I'm willing to go to therapy for the rest of my life to be a better person because I deserve to be a better person. It's not for my wife. It's not for my kids. It's for me. Because you have to be selfish sometimes before you can be selfless. You have to work on yourself before you can give back. This is the cumulative effect of me working on myself for over a decade with personal development, being in World Ventures and, you know, Amway Global and doing stuff like that. Network marketing companies. This is the personal development that came from those companies that they're bringing it to you right now. All this Tony Robbins, all this Les Brown, all the, you know, what a man thinketh. All these books, my reading the Bible. I read the Bible. All my stuff is on there. Like, this is the cumulative effort of me over a decade of putting the work in. Everybody think this is just overnight. Nope, this is me putting it. Like, I read something very recently that people get rewarded in public for the work that they do and it's the struggles that they do. People get rewarded in public for the work and the struggles that they go through in private. Listen to the books I've been reading. Giant Steps by Tony Robbins. The Millionaire Booklet. The Intelligent Investor. Think and Grow Rich. Be Obsessed or Be Average. The Millionaire Next Door. Unleash the Power Within. Willpower. The Richest Man in Babylon. The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Living with the Monks. Living with the Seal. How to Talk to Anyone. Can't Hurt Me. The One Thing. The 10X Rule. 30-Day Productivity Plan, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, Awaken the Giant Within, The Power of Body Language, Rejection Proof, 48 Laws of Power, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, 3 Feet from Gold, Leaders Eat Last, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Man's Search for Meaning. I've been on this personal development journey for so long, that's why I talk like this. I can talk all hood and stuff like that. Y'all want to get hood on here, I can do that. Anyway, I can do that. That wouldn't be me. I've been reading this stuff for years. This is the cumulative effect of years of personal development coupled with narcissism. You can't tell me what I can and can't do. Who the hell do you think you are?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm egotistical. You can't tell me what I can't do. So watch me flip this. Watch me flip it. That's impossible. No real narcissist would do this. Shut up. No psychology background. Just the background of YouTube. You have a YouTube background. Try to tell me what I can't. What no real narcissist would do. Shut up. You know, I just read an article on. Fox News and CNN said this. Shut up. Y'all just killing me. It's just like, you don't know my life. I've been doing this for years. That's my wife. Like, hey, I'm ambitious. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do this. I've been failing so much. It's about time that I succeed. You might be failing so much. So you can't change a narcissist. It has to come from the want. You hear my story. It has to come from the want within. It has to come from within. It has to be you. It has to come from them. It has to come from them wanting to change to be a better person. You can't change the narcissism. It's still going to always be there. It's just going to always be there. And I tell people this all the time. I am still a narcissist. I've just been working on this personal development for so long. That's why I can talk like this. That's why I can act like this. That's why I can present myself behind. Oh, I can present this form to you over the veil of narcissism. I'm still a narcissist. Hey, Lee, you're just doing this for supply. I'm not going to follow you. So what? What the hell does it matter what I'm doing this for? If I'm helping thousands of people, thousands, tens of thousands. Man, I had almost 900,000 people following me on TikTok now. 40,000 on YouTube. You know, almost 50,000 on YouTube. 25 on Instagram. I almost got 1 million people worth of influence. Y'all think I'm worried about one person not following me because you get supply. You get a little supply from this. Why do you donate to the homeless? Do you feel good when you donate to a homeless person? Do you feel good when you donate to a GoFundMe? Then yes, you do. You're doing that to feel good about yourself and to help the person out. Why can't it be mutually beneficial?
Like, people be killing me with that message. You're doing this with a plot. I'm not going to follow you. Some weirdo on Twitter posted that the other day. He going to screenshot my profile. I was like, I'm not going to follow this dude because he just doing it for supply. He didn't know I had a Twitter. So I replied to it. I was like, y'all, look at this guy. His life accomplishment is blocking me on TikTok and being proud of it. I blocked this guy for self-care. Bleep, 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 bleep. So what? Who are you helping? Whose life are you influencing by blocking me? Nobody. You influencing yourself. Weird. Just like, God, boy. So you can't change it. The change has to come from within. They have to want it. I want it. I want to leave a legacy of change and appreciation and self-betterment. I want to be on the level of Tony Robbins and E.T., the hip-hop preacher, and Simon Sinek, and all these people. I want to be on that level. I'm going to get it. You know, like, you're a narcissist, but you're going to love that attention. I don't care about the attention. I care about the good attention. I don't care about the negative stuff. I like the good attention. When people say, hey, Lee, you changed my life. I love it. I love that. If somebody told you, walked up to you on the street, said, hey, I saw your TikTok, you changed my life. You saved my life. You wouldn't feel good about that? Or would you just keep walking off like, okay, cool. I do it on a daily basis because I'm not a narcissist. I don't get supply from helping people. Shut up. You damn sure would be happy if somebody told you that you changed their life. Like, get out of here. Y'all be trying to make you seem like y'all so great, so above me because I have a personality disorder and you don't. Hey, Lee. You get supply. Shut up. I'm like, yeah, just kill me with that mess. Ah, y'all get me ranting. What is 15 minutes? God, y'all see, I don't like these long episodes. I know y'all probably enjoy these long episodes while I'm ranting. But I just want to let y'all know you can't change. It has to come from within. The reason I'm here where I'm at right now, and I'm still a narcissist, the behaviors have just altered. I've slowed myself down, so I'm not triggered as much. I slowed myself down, so I'm not attacking people as much. I slowed myself down, so I don't take everything as criticism. I slowed myself down, so I'm responding instead of reacting. I've slowed myself down. Slow it down. It's not a loss if you learn from it. I don't lost so much, but I don't learn from so much too. I don't lost so much. So many friends, so many family members, so many everything because of who I was. But I've learned from it. I'm tired of losing people. Let's get it together. Why can't we get it together instead of trying to make me an enemy? You don't know me. I can see if you knew me, I did something wrong to you. Make me an enemy then. You don't even know me. You ever come on the internet, just come on the internet, see my page, like, you're an a-hole because you're a narcissist. Ha, ha, ha. You have a personality disorder. Hey, you have a personality disorder. Like, I'm helping tens of thousands of people. Who are you? I'm just a TikToker. I got one follower and I follow 10,000 people. Just shut up. Y'all be killing me, man. Come on now. Let's get it together. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe to the channel. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, please go and give me that 5-star rating. I know I ranted on this one, but you can't change a narcissist. They have to want to go to therapy and do it by themselves and do it for themselves to help to trickle down into the other aspects of their lives. Anyways, y'all, peace, love, happiness, mental illness is out. Gone.